We are learning the Akivezim and Bezim Sechthus Krisis. And we're starting around 10 lines from the top. Om Rav Nachman. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman says, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, who says that Odom Neman al Atzma Yosef Emei Ish. That means that someone is believed on himself more than any Edom. And if he says he didn't eat the Chalev, he doesn't have to bring a carbon. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Nachman says. Om Rav Yosef. Loi Amron. Yehuda's halacha is only Negeel, but Yehuda ben Atzmai. Only is Negev for him to eat after he touches, let's say, after there's a shayla if he touched Tumma, the Edom said he touched, he said, I did not become Tameh. He should not eat Tyrus only between him and himself, only privately. But not if other people, because other people will be like a Zilzal in Tyrus, because people see Edom said he became Tameh and he's eating Tyrus. Even though he's believed to himself, but in front of other people, he should not do that because it's going to be like a Zilzal. People think he's eating Tyrus when he's Tameh. So only Beinel Bein Atzmai, and also Vel Atzmai. Another halacha is, he's only believed for himself, but he can't touch Tyrus, then give it to someone else to eat. And even though that person doesn't know anything about the Edom or anything, and he knows the truth, he says, what do you mean? I know it's Tahar. Still, you're not allowed to do it. You only believe for yourself. Odom Neman Al Atzmai, not for other people. That's what Rav Yosef says. He limits Rav Yehuda only privately and only for yourself. So I think we're invited. We have machlokes Rameh and Chachamim. Rameh is no migu. The Gemara doesn't say here three examples where Rameh will agree that there is a migu. Amar Shlokesh, because the Gemara doesn't explain, the Rashi explains, the reason why Rameh is not a migu, they could have said that by Chelev, I'm not chayav a carbon because of mezid that you see. The migu is, I could have said, yeah, I ate Chelev, but I did it by mezid. Is there is no migu, because he doesn't want to make himself into a rasha, I did something by mezid. But the next three examples where he's not making himself into a rasha, there even Rav Meir will agree that he has a migu. He's believed to say that he was not tameh or he didn't eat chalev because he could have said, a migu. Whatever the case is, let's see the cases. It's not a case of chalev and tameh, it's different cases. Let's see the cases. Omer Shlokesh. Moed Rav Meir lecham, shem omer loy shnayim, two edim say, ba'alto shivcha charufa. You are mezana with shivcha charufa. Who am I loy ba'alti? I did not. I was not mezana. I don't have to bring a carbon. So here, even Rameh will agree, you do not have to bring a carbon, Mehem, and he's believed himself. The boy Amalohi, he could have said, Loi Gemara Tabiasi. He could have had a migu. He said, you know what? You're right, I was Mazano, but I didn't finish my Bia. And we know that for Shivcha Charufa, the only way you are Chayiv for a carbon is only if you finish the Bia. And here he could have said, I did not finish the Bia, so he has a migu. And here, the migu, the thing he could have said, was not making himself into a Rasha. It's not like someone saying, I'm amazed. He was saying, I did less. Migu could have said, I didn't finish the Bia. And therefore, he believed to say Loi Ba'alti. That's what Rav Shlokesh says. That Moed Rameah. Rav Sheshes' example is like this. Amar Rav Sheshes, Moed Rameah Lechamim, Ben Nazir Tamei. A Nazir that Shomer Shnayim Netamei. So two Edom say you became Tamei. Who Amar Loi Netamei? Said did not become Tamei. There was a Pata from a carbon. The boy Omar, he could have said Neshalti on Naziri that I was Shoyel, I was Mata Neder on my Naziris. And therefore, since he could have said that, and that would not make him into a Rasha, that would be, make it even better for him. So he could have lied and said that. He didn't say that, so therefore he's believed to say, Loin et Tmesi. And Abaya is the last case. I'm Abaya. Moedir Amel Cham, Shem Omlo Shnaim, Yedea Ata Be'edis Ploini. Two Edim say, I know you know certain Edis. And who am I? And he says, Loin et, I don't know it. So there he also has a Migo Potter. The boy Omlo is Kavanti Le'edis. His Potter could have said, Sessing Loin et, he could have said, yeah, I was there, but I wasn't concentrating to be an aide, and therefore I don't really know what happened. So all the three cases where the migu is not making itself into a rasha, even Rameh agrees, you'll be believed with the migu. So to more about explaining the Mishnah we had on Yudalaf on Beis, the Mishnah says there that if someone ate chelev, kazayis chelev, then another kazayis chelev, all in the same forgetting, he's chayiv one carbon only. But if it's two minim, then it's chayav two kavanas. So maskler of zera. Amayin echayav achat asachas. If you ate two kazaisim, you should be chayav two chatoyis. Vabay zesi chaylev ocho. You ate two kazais of chaylev. You should be chayav malkas for each chaylev. Chayav achatas for each chaylev. You should be chayav achatas for each chaylev. Omle abayom. Something we know. Ha'alomois mahamachalkois. That you need different halamas. You have to forget twice. But one forgetting, you ate one iser, even if you ate a bunch of kazesim, still luck is bring one carbon. Here's there was one forgetting. That's one version of this Gemara. Another version is Ikud Makshle Ahachi. It's Mashma Taima the Halamachas the Ichayiv. One, have a stay alam is chayiv stayim. If you eat two kazesim of chelim and two alamas, two forgettings, you chayiv twice. And my shame chelim vechad, who is only one aveira of chelim, I'm like, abaya halamas mechalkim. Halamas makes it a chilek. So we have a clear halacha, even if it's the same aveira, if you forget twice, the halama makes it into two different aveiras, two different chatayas. Don't know about that. It says in the Mishnah that the chilek between, look, someone ate chelev, dam, pigel, noisa, four different asurim. So the halacha is that you are chayiv, but if you ate a half a zayis of each, then there's no tziruf, because it's a different asurim. Masha inkein, if you ate from one min, chelev, you ate two half a kazayis, then the tziruf, they come together, and they make you chayiv. It says, or if you ate half a zayis of chaylev, and then again, half a zayis of chaylev, the loch is that you are a chayev. That says the end of the Mishnah. Gemara asks, minachod, if you ate half a zayis of chaylev, and then again, you ate half a zayis of chaylev, it's chayev, pshita, why shouldn't you be chayev? Omra shlokesh mshum baratutuni kagoin. The case was this, ochlu shnei tam chuyim. You ate one half a zayis of chaylev was roasted, and one half a zayis of chaylev was cooked. Called two tamchuyim, two different plates, two different dishes. Valibud Rishua, Rishua holds that let's say someone eats in one alama, he eats one kazayis of cooked chalev and one kazayis of roasted chalev. According to Rabbi Yeshua, Yechayev two chatoyis. Why? Because tamchuyim mechalkim, a tamchuy makes it two. So now maybe you would think over here that if you ate a half a zayis cooked and half a zayis sli, even though it's not mitzaref, even though it's the same min, it's not mitzaref. Why? Because you see, you chayiv for two chatoyis, see, it makes a chilek. So, ma'otem, kirim rabbi shua, lo yishna lakula, yishna lachumra. He says as halacha that it's a chilek, say lakula, say lachumra. Lakula will be is no tziref, and lachumra will mean chayiv too. Kamash malon, the chayiv, the farmer says, no, if you eat a half a zayis chalev, and a half a zayis chalev, you chayiv, it's a tziref, even though one was cooked, one was roasted. He only said Rishua Chumra, the Ichayev two chatayis, but Lakula, that there's no tziruf, loy Amar, that they can't combine them, that he never said. Ikadamri, a different version of the Gemara is, Al Seifa, Mishnei Minim Potter. It says, if you ate a half a zayis of dam and half a zayis of chelev, you potter. Pshita, what should be the tziruf? What heck he combined two different asurim? Armah Shlako Shimbar Tatuni, when it says Shnei Minim, it doesn't mean two Minim. It means you ate chelev, but you ate two different type of dishes. One roasted, one and one cooked. And there it says potter. Going sha'ochlu b'shtei tamchuyim. V'liv d'ar v'shua d'om tamchuyim v'chalkim. We're talking about a case where we ate one type of iser, say chelev or dam, and one was cooked, one was roasted. And according to v'shua, the whole is v'chalik. The ma'ot tema ki amra v'shua l'chumra. You would think v'shua only says l'chumra, that you chayiv two chatois v'ate two kazaisim. But one half a zayis, one half a zayis, maybe you can combine it. But you don't say lakula. Maybe on Rav Shuvah lechumra, lakula amma. Kamash lom, beiz minim pata, mayim beiz minim bin echad hu. It's one min, my karle beiz minim, shum da ochlu beiz tamchuyim, because he ate in two different dishes. But katani pata, and you pata, amma lishna lakula, shna chumra, kam Rav Shuvah. Rav Shuvah says, say kula, say chumra, it can't be mitzarif. It's like two different isurim, when it's cooked and when it's roasted. Zogting amma, mid the seifa min echad, b'shet tamchuyim. Since the seifa is talking about min echav shetam chuyin. So when it says that the seifa, that shnei minim means two tam chuyim, so reisha when it says there's one min, obviously it's one tam chuy, it's one type of dish. Reisha min echav tam chuy echav, then it's pshita, then it's sure pashit. If you eat a half a zayis chelev, half a zayis chelev, it's the same exact thing. So then what's the chiddush of the reisha that you chayiv, it says that they're both the same thing. And Ravina, the case was, going to hoysel yidim bin tayim. The case was, is you ate a half a zayis chelev, then you found that there's something called the issa chelev. They ate all the half a zayis chelev. So you had a yediyah ben time. We leave it there with a meal. We're going and we're mechayish to us. You still can combine both half a zayis. You know you had a yediyah. Why? We're going to a meal holds. There's no yediyah for chati shir. For half a shir of iser, there is no yediyah. The tanaim learned to the mishnah. A kaisa shteir so isias b'shav shteir lamais. You wrote two isias. You know on Shabbos to be chayy, you have to write two isias. You know nun and ches noyach. You don't write twice, you're not chayiv. So let's say you wrote nun now, then you remember it's Shabbos, and forgot again, and you wrote ches. So, we all just took a combine it. Even though you remember in between, you still combine it. What can you have a deal in between? There's no idea for half a shear of Isser. There's the idea for half a shear of Isser. So that's the chiddush of min echad, that even though you had a deal in between, but you still could combine the two half as zeis sechela. So the new Mishnah. Kama yishe ba'oichlin, how much time are you allowed to, when you're eating two half azesim, how much time can elapse in between and you still can combine them? So Rameya says, Kilo oichel kloyas, the Rameya. And we'll see what that means, oichel kloyas, the Rameya. We'll see what shear that is. Yeah, but the words are, you look at a kilo eating, you crushed up everything into crumbs, and you're eating one crumb at a time. The Rameya. You have to eat it within the time frame of achilas pras. Achilas pras is four bayim, four eggs. The time it takes to eat four eggs, let's say it's 10 minutes, so you have to eat it within 10 minutes. Ochal oichlim tameim. There's another halacha is if someone eats tamedig oichlim, he becomes tamei and he can't eat kachim. It's midra rabbanon kumbi. But ochal oichlim tameim. V'shasam mashkim tameim, where you drank. Drinks that were tamei, or shots of revias yayin, or you drank a revias yayin, now go to the mikdash, revias yayin, nechas hamikdash. So, when you ate these three things, how much time did you eat it? The shear of oichlim tameim is a half a pras, two bayim. You ate it in what time? You know, what time frame? V'shok dechiz pras chayiv. You have to eat it within dechiz pras, or drink the wine within dechiz pras. Rabbi Eliezer argues on drinking wine going to Mizmikdash. Just drinking wine, Revias Yain, the only time you're chayiv is only if you drank the whole Revias Yain in one shot. Lezo Emer and Paskaba, you stopped in the middle of drinking the wine, or you even if you drank it at one time, but not some mine, put a little water in it, calls you, then you're potter. Then you're potter on Revias Yain. Okay, so now let's go back to the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah had a machlekes that when someone eats a half a zayis chelip and another half a zayis chelip, there's chayv achatos, that you combine the two half a zayisim, and how much time do you have to eat it to be chayv? So, bayaluhu. So, Rameya, we know Ravonin say you have to eat it within kdei achilas pras. If you eat it more than that, those 10 minutes, then you potter. So, Rameya holds you have more time you chayv or less time. That's more shayla. Bayaluhu. Rameya lechumra kama or lekula kama. And then Mark explains. Lechumra kama, is he saying a chumra? Vachtani. Kilu oichel kloyas. If you look at it like eating kloyos, when you're eating kloyos, if you break up in small pieces and you eat all the small pieces, it takes a very long time. It could take a whole day. And therefore it's saying that filakul yema, even if you ate the half a zayis chelev now and you ate it later on in the day, the other half a zayis chelev, it's still mitzdarev because you look at it ki'ilu oichel kloyos. So he's being machmer. He's saying you chayev a carbon, even if a big time elapsed in between. Even though it was longer than the zman achilas pras, even the mashkei achilas and mechayev. Since when you eat kloyes, it's straight achila yichayev, so you also be chayev. But I'm like, I want to know, atish teh sheyisha b'kdeachiz pras v'chayev. Only the shear of b'kdeachiz pras, the shear of eating four eggs, yichayev. Yosef, more than that, b'kdeachiz pras, potter. So maybe there is a chumro. And then he's saying, l'kulukam, l'achtani, kilo eich kloyes. Just like when you eat kloyes, you don't stop for a second. Vudlo ifsik b'ni b'ni. Here also, if you stop, aval ifsik b'ni b'ni, avagam chilva tsoy, b'kdeachiz pras, potter. But if you stop in between, even though you ate it within 10 minutes, still your potter. And since you ate it within the time frame, so it comes out, Rameya would be a kulo here. That he's saying you're only chayiv if you eat it straight. If you stop in between, you're not chayiv. And Rabban say no. So which way is Rameya saying? Kulo or chumra? So Gemara is bringing a raya from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Toshema. V'chomerim ad sheyishag de'achiz pras b'chatzayv. Until you eat it in this time frame, you're chayiv. See, Yarmus b'shlomer l'ameyer l'chumra. If Rameya was saying chumra, and Rameya was saying that even if you wait the whole day, you're still chayiv. Ha'ilang t'ani ad sheyisha. He said that the Rabban was saying only until this point, only until you wait, ad ha'shoyi de'lek de'achiz pras, you're chayiv. That's not an ad. Eli Armas are male kula. Rameya is saying kula that you're not chayiv, you're mafsik. So Chamron should say, not ad, they say im shalom b'le. By the way, if you waited even this amount, still you're chayiv. Chamron im shalom b'le. El shema amino, Rameya l'chumra, shema amino. See from here, Pshar Rameya is, he holds a chumra. He holds that even if you eat it the whole day, it's still chayiv. And Rameya say, no, ad chilas pras. That's it. More than that, you're not chayiv. More than chilas pras, you're not chayiv.